Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
Ready to win. All right, you guys. This is Star.
And Quentin.
And Pastor Dab and Gaby Baby are on their way up, but we are ready to win. Woo! We're so excited, you guys. Welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. We always love coming here in the studio live with Mr. Allen over there. He's the best. And we have so much fun every single week. And we just love bringing you information and resources to help you along your journey. We are ready to win. And so we got a great show planned for you today. We're going to talk about how to avoid some caregiver stress, along with continue to try to connect you to some resources that will help you if you're still struggling with Hurricane Irma aftermath. And I know they're doing some great things all around the community still. There's so many fundraisers and stuff that I continue to hear about. And of course, we're in deep prayer for all of our family and friends over in Puerto Rico that have been devastated by Hurricane Maria and then also the earthquakes in Mexico. So we continue to see the news flooded with all kinds of people across this world that need help. And our goal is to, of course, keep them lifted up in prayer and then to try to bring resources that's going to help along the journey. And so we're excited to be here. We always start our show off with a scripture. And you guys hear my baby. This is Mr. Gabriel live in full effect, y'all. And you will be able to see him if you're watching us live right now on the video. And so, Gabriel, that's the way he says hello right now. Iya, iya, iya.
Say hello to the people, Gabe.
Say hello.
Iya, iya, iya.
All right. That's Mr. Gabriel, you guys. That's our baby.
Translation, good morning. We're live on the air.
Yes, that's Gabe. So here's Pastor Dab, and she's going to give you a scripture.
Okay. Good afternoon to everyone out there listening. And we just so appreciate another opportunity to come and share and be a blessing. You know, it's all about blessed to be a blessing. And in Proverbs 11:25, it says, a generous man will prosper. He who refreshes others himself will be refreshed. So that is so key. It says, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. So it's all about being a blessing. And one thing I liked what Maya Angelou had said, she said, when we give cheerfully and accept gratefully, everyone is blessed. So I really like that. I like one of her sayings. And you know, it's all about taking care of yourself so that you can take care of others. And it's so we just need to be about our Father's business and share and show others that we do care and try to be a blessing to someone today. Reach out and just lend a helping hand because there's people still struggling from after the hurricane. The after effects are still present. And so we thank God that we're still present so that we have another opportunity to do and to be a blessing to others. So have a blessed and wonderful day, and just thank you for following us on our journey, and God bless you and keep you, in Jesus' name.
So being refreshing to others, that's what it's all about, and it's not just about what we do for ourselves, but it's rewarding when you can help someone else and not just be a recipient, but a conduit to be a blessing to others.
That's so true. And the board says the more you give, the more he gives to you. So what? We're just going to keep on blessing and keep on doing the things that we know that God has entrusted us with. He's given us all an assignment. We all have an assignment. We all have a purpose here on the earth that we have to fulfill. So just find your purpose and start fulfilling it. Just start doing it and staying in the will of God and doing what God has called you to do. And continue to be led by the Spirit.
And if you do that, then people will praise God because of you. And it actually says in scripture that is proof that you are who you say that you are. a Christian. So when people, when you send those praises up to God because of Him allowing you to be used to help others, then it's proof of the journey that you walk on.
That's so true. So true. And a lot of people, they say, I don't know how you do it. How do you guys do it? And it's the Holy Spirit. It truly is God that gives us the strength that we need to make it every single day, you guys, because I always say, if people seen how we are pedaling, my Aunt Linda says, Star, you make it look easy because we're paddling under, you know, we're a swan on top of the lake, but underneath that water, we are treading like, don't sink, you know? And so we do try to keep on keeping on so that we can be an encouragement to other families and other people that see our lives, so that when people see us, they can really, really see God and God working through our lives. And that's what it's all about, you guys. And so I know I used to always ask the Lord, why did you let this happen to me? How in the world, you know, how my life, Lord, I tried to serve you. I tried to follow what you told me to do. And, you know, and then you wonder, and I know a lot of people out there wonder that same question they have, that they ask that question, how do bad things happen to good people? You know, we always ask that. And, you know, God has the master plan, and we really truly learn how to trust Him with our lives and just surrender everything that we have to Him. You find such joy and you find such peace, and you find that you just develop this relationship with Him when things are all out of control. You develop this relationship with the Lord where you really are trusting and depending on Him. And I think that's such a sweet place to be. It's a scary place to be, but it's such a sweet place to be when you truly learn to live by faith and learn how to trust God with everything you are, with everything you're not, with, you know, I'm yours, Lord, and then let use me as you will. And when you say that, oh my goodness, it's such a vulnerable place to be, but it's such a free place. And you know that God's got you no matter what.
Yeah, and like you say, you talked about, you know, trusting, and we can relate that just to on a human level. Just imagine if you don't trust someone. If you don't trust someone, then you can't get their best. If someone knows that you don't trust them, then they're not going to give you their best. You're not going to receive the best of them. And it's the same way with God. If you have to trust in order to receive, if you don't show faith in any, you know, any relationship you have with someone, if you don't show faith in them, then they're not going to bring
You're not
opening up for them to bring their best.
Right. And that's so key in our relationships, just showing faith in them. And we do that a lot with our kids, right? We do that a lot when you really say, okay, I'm believing big, gigantic things for my kids. And you really, I mean, you pour everything into them. You have faith in them that they're going to make right choices and right decisions and be able to be something magnificent in this world. And you expect the best out of them. And that's how I really think God sees us. He pours everything into us, and He expects the best out of us.
All right. Well, we're preaching this morning, so let's get to the information.
Okay, so we are. We're going to go ahead and play a song right here. We're going to play, how about I'm an Overcomer? Because we know we have so many overcomers out there. So we're going to go ahead and start off our show with that song, and you guys stay tuned.
About you, I'm an overcomer. I made it through. I'm victorious. What about you? Might have had a hard year and lost all you had. Might have lost a loved one and it left you feeling sad. But you're still trusting and depending on God's unchanging power. And there's one thing you can say for sure, you're an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer.
I made it through.
I'm victorious.
What about you? you've been through, you're still here to tell your story. People turn their backs on you, but there's no need to worry. That's why you should never judge a book by its cover. When you're looking at me, you're seeing an overcomer.
What about you guys? Are you an overcomer?
Yes, I am.
She's an overcomer, you guys. I want to introduce you guys to some very special people we have here live in the studio. This is my cousin, Aisha. And she always says, Star, you're the oldest. She says, don't forget. But I'm so excited to have her, my cousin Aisha, and my cousin Evie.
Hello.
Yeah. And so we're excited, you guys. We are so excited to have them here. She is an awesome Zumba master, okay? And she's on her way to a class.
Black belt
in Zumba. She's on her way to another class to get all her credentials. But I love what she does. She does so much to help people with her gift. And she's always had the gift of dance. And it's just in her. She's just done it for so many people and organizations to help. And actually, we've got to partner up and work together to help children with special needs. Remember when we went down to Fort Pierce? Yeah. So how was that event for you, Aisha? What did you love the most about working and doing Zumba for children with special needs?
It was very, very, very heartfelt. I love how music changes the world and how music, you could tell how when people just hear it, it doesn't matter what type of state that the person's in. As long as they feel the music and start moving, they're like, yes, I love it. And then when you see the smiles, that's the most enjoyable thing.
Oh, that's so awesome. That's so awesome. So she's off. She's out of here, headed to her class. And I'm really excited that.
Bye, Aisha.
Bye, cousin. And I'm excited that my cousin Ebby is here because
Aisha Tiller.
I want you guys follow her on her Instagram, her Facebook, and everything. Aisha Tiller Zumba, okay? She's amazing. And I'm excited that my cousin Ebby is here because she has actually worked with children with special needs. She's done that for the last year. And I would love for her when she comes back, and we'll probably have her on the second half of the show to talk about what she's seen. She's had her hands in the clay, and I love that. Not only does she get to see and work with Gabriel every time when we went to Kansas, but she just graduated with her degree from Emporia State and doing some phenomenal things. Is coming down here to Florida, restarting her life over again. We're just so proud of her and the young woman that she's becoming, and she's going to be working with children with special needs as well. So I'm just excited about, I'm excited for my cousins and what they're doing great to help people. It's just a blessing to have family that comes together, and we all want to help and be a blessing to one another.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we are going to be talking today about some of the stresses of caregiving. And, you know, as much as it's a blessing, sometimes it can be really, really stressful. And you really have to take care of yourself. And that's one of the things I always say to a lot of the parents that I meet is take care of yourself. What are some of the things that that you used to do or that you really, really in love, that you really love doing? And for me, you know, I found myself that I was kind of, you can get lost in this. This is a world that takes you all day long. You're totally giving and giving and giving and giving and giving from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. And so you can kind of lose yourself in that. And I think a lot of parents, you know, they find themselves in that same similar situation. And so what are some things that you can do to make sure that you don't get burnt out or stressed out, you know, because we actually, we have to always be our best so that we can be the best for our kids. And there's just as much stress working in the home, hands-on 24 hours, I would say, as there is working outside the home, even if you have a job situation. Because a lot of times when people work jobs, and sometimes they don't like their bosses, sometimes they do like their bosses or whatever the situation is in the workplace, but there's a lot of stresses that come with just being in the workplace, stress of driving traffic and all that stuff. And then, you know, you have all the stress of the job, but there's just as much stress working in the house with a child with special needs, or you might be caring for a parent, or, you know, somebody that's an adult that has special needs. And so no matter what, you're always giving and giving and giving. You're in control of their medication. You're in control of their doctor's appointments. You're in control of everything that concerns that person, them being able to pay their bills, them being able to get to and from their appointments and their therapies and all that. And you guys, that is a lot of responsibility. I mean, it might not look like it from the outside looking in, because I know sometimes these parents, they do it so effortlessly because that's what you do. But it is just so much responsibility trying to juggle all that. And then you have to remember to take care of yourself along the way. And for me and Quentin, I know for us, we both are we say, thank God, we're pretty healthy people, right? But I know it's like we, for the last, put yourself last on the list to go to the doctor, to go to the dentist or whatever. And so I know we've done some things. I said I had a wake up moment, an epiphany. I was like, okay, I think my tooth is getting ready to fall out. Literally. And I felt a piece come out, like, oh my gosh, how did this happen to me? You know, why would that tooth be in that situation? It's because you haven't been taking the time to go to the dentist, because you took Gabriel to the dentist 20 times, but you ain't been to the dentist one time, you know? So it's like, you have to take time to take care of those things. You have the insurance to do it. You don't have any excuses, but you have to make the time to take care of yourself.
Yeah, servants need service. And when you do the same thing day in and day out, and you are performing similar tasks every day, it can be a thankless job.
Yeah.
And a person can become, you know, burnt out. So it's important to take time and do something for you. Take some time to get refreshed, re-energized, do what you need to do in order to continue to be a servant. Otherwise, you're going to get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
That's true.
And you're probably going to have an attitude.
Yeah.
And then the service will not be service with a smile. But it may be service with a frown or service with the attitude. So,
and nobody wants that.
Yeah. Something for you. I'm talking to all the caregivers out there. All those people, even if you just going to and from to your A to B, and you going to and from work, and you caught up in the rat race, I know what it's all about.
And do you really know what it's all about? 22 years.
Yes, 20. I've been doing the same thing for 22 years. So it's important that you take some time out and get re-energized, recharge. You know, whether that be a vacation. You know, Star has some ideas, you know, how to get re-energized, but It's important to do that, because that is what keeps you going. That's what allows you to do what you're going to do, because, you know, whoever you're serving, they're not always going to tell you thankful to thank you. And sometimes we don't miss our water until the well runs dry. So it's important that you take some time to purify your water.
Amen.
If you're providing that hydration to other people, purify the water. That way you can continue to do what you are doing.
That is so well said. I mean, purify the water. How about that? That was so well said, Quentin. And it's so true, you guys. You have to take the time to do something for yourself. And the thing that I think a lot of times you struggle with is, am I being selfish? If I want to go to the grocery store by myself for 5 minutes, you know, one of my friends that has a child with special needs, and she'll know that I'm talking about her right now. She loves to go to the Dollar Tree. She loves to go to the Dollar Tree. Like, that's her thing. She's like, oh, I'm at the Dollar Tree. You need anything? I'm at the Dollar Tree, you know. And she'll know who I'm talking about. You. Yes, I'm talking about you, girl. I know you hear it out there. And so she loves going to Dollar Tree, and she loves walking around and just being able to do that one thing. Like, you know, if you splurge there and buy a few extra items, oh, they're only a dollar. You know what I mean? But everybody has to find that thing that they love, you know, that outlet. And, you know, my mom, what she loves to do is she loves to go for a walk. She used to, you know, gets up and goes walking in the morning. She would go and walk 5 miles, 6 miles, 7 miles, 8 miles. And so guess what? That is really good for so many different things. You know, not only is it great exercise, but it just gives you that time that you're doing something for yourself. So my question to you guys, for you all that are out there caring for people, you're doing an awesome work for the Lord, but what's the one thing that you can do for yourself that you like that could be your outlet? Is it that you like to go for a walk? Is it that you like to go, like my other friend, go to the Dollar Tree? Or, you know, what the Lord gave me is he gave me music. I know that he did, because I never, ever wrote a song before in my life. And I used to sing at church, and, you know, that's the only extent of it. I didn't think that I would ever be singing and doing the things that we do musically, but the Lord gave me music to keep me grounded and to keep me, I always say, to keep me sane. And he just gave me music from falling in, to keep me from falling into like deep depression or whatever, because I know it changed my life and it changed the course and the direction in which we were headed. And so I started to pour my energy into the music, and so many wonderful songs have come from it. So that's what the Lord gave me. But what has the Lord given you? Whatever it is, tap into that thing. And usually if it's the gift that the Lord gave you, it'll be so much peace when you do it. You'll find so much enjoyment when you do it. And it can be a blessing to other people when you do it, you know? So I think that that is amazing. And I definitely encourage you guys to find that thing that you are good at that brings you joy and peace. Another thing that you can do if you're caregiving and in that caregiver mode is you can find a list of activities of things that are happening around, so you can kind of break up the monotony and the routine of it all. There's so many different events that are here and festivals and, you know, locally in different cities, no matter where you're listening from. There's so many events locally that you can find, and you can just go do something different, you know, go to the park and go to a museum, go do something different. When Gabriel, when we went to our first private school that we ever went to here, that school really broadened my horizons, because I was like, wow, they do so many different things out in the community. And guess what, guys? That took the focus off of, hey, I'm in caregiving mode, but now I'm caregiving and he's learning and I'm learning too. And we're exposed and out here doing so many different things. And so that was such a huge help. And it just opened up my eyes to so many different things, being able to see all of the activities that our kids, our students, and we were all able to participate in. And so I love that. And another thing that you guys can do is find some type of exercise program that you can get your special someone involved in. And this is great for their physical fitness, as well as that can be a great stress reliever as well. I know the YMCA does a lot of different activities, and they have a lot of indoor pools. And we recently just started utilizing the
Cecil Field. They have like an aquatic center out there. And, you know, Gabriel's doing his aquatic therapy there. And there's so many other people that are out there utilizing these things. And they're very, very, there is open to the public. And it's only a dollar to go if you're from Duval County, and $1.50 if you're out of Duval County. So we pay $1.50 and we're able to go utilize this indoor heated aquatic center. And what a blessing that is for so many people, especially those that, you know, when you're in the water can be so therapeutic, and it makes you weightless, and it's just so many health benefits of being in the water. So I know Gabriel is really thriving from that, but finding an outlet, breaking the monotony, doing things that are outside the box, all those things can help your journey not just be so routine and mundane. It just feels like you're just doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Let's ask the caregiver, Star Fields, what does she like to do to de-stress? What are some of your, I know you like retail therapy, but what's some of your what's some of your therapies that you like?
Yeah, Alan said most women like retail therapy. So what do I like to do to de-stress? I do like retail therapy. But the thing that most people don't know about Star Fields is that I love the clearance rack. So I like to shop, but I only like it if it's like $5 or $3 or, you know. So my favorite thing is I went to Kohl's and, oh my gosh, I got this cute shirt. It's regular $90. I got it on sale for like $7 and then an extra 30% off. So, you know, that's the way I like. I like retail therapy. But really, like I said a little bit earlier, I love singing. Singing has just brought so much joy to me. And writing music and singing. So those are some things that I like to do. And you guys can hear the result of that as you listen to the music. So you can hear that I like singing, and you can hear that God has blessed us to be able to, you know, now we're working on our second and third CD to get finished. So those are just some things that I've done. But, it's tapping into the things that you believe, the gifts that God has given you, and then letting the world see them and hear them and let them yourself be used by the Lord to bless the world. And that's what I want to do, you know. So those are a couple of things I love to do to de-stress. And we're going to hear what she feels like to do to de-stress when we come back. So you guys stay tuned. We're ready to win.
WTRJ-FM, Orange Park, Jacksonville, WAYL, St. Augustine, WATY, Folkestone, listener supported, The Truth.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The effort continues to recover from this week's earthquake in southern Mexico. These crews still working, trying to recover bodies, maybe survivors from the rubble of the earthquake that killed at least 400 this week. Meanwhile, seismologists say a 6.1 magnitude quake that hit the southern part of the country today in Oaxaca is an aftershock, not of this week's quake, but of the powerful one that hit earlier this month. It measured 8.1 at the time. That one killed about 90 people. China has announced it's going to limit oil supplies to North Korea under U.N. sanctions, stepping up pressure on the North Korean regime. President Trump says he hopes that North Korea backs down.
Well, maybe something gets worked out, and maybe it doesn't. But I can tell you one thing. You are protected. Okay, you are protected. Nobody's going to mess with our people. Nobody is going to play games. Nobody is going to put our people in that kind of danger.
Arizona Republican Senator John McCain says he will vote no on the latest GOP bill to repeal Obamacare.
In a statement, Senator McCain says he cannot support the bill, quoting here, without knowing how much it will cost, how it will affect insurance premiums, and how many people will be helped or hurt by it. The GOP needs 50 votes from its 52-member caucus to pass the bill. So far, Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has said he will not vote for it. Susan Collins of Maine says she's leaning against it, and now Senator McCain has weighed in.
That's Linda Kenyon reporting. President Trump says he's tired of seeing NFL players and others refusing to stand for the national anthem.
Some owner's going to do that. He's going to say, that guy that disrespects our flag, he's fired.
And the president told a crowd last night in Alabama he thinks that some owners should fire their players, and he says NFL fans should make it clear they're opposed to those actions by leaving the stadium. This is SRN News.
Thanks so much for making us part of your weekend. Jacksonville forecast, partly cloudy day, 50% chance of showers, afternoon high of 85. This night, mostly cloudy, overnight temperature 74. Partly cloudy skies for Sunday, highs in the mid-80s. For Sunday night, clouds again with lows around 72. Ahead for Monday, mostly sunny day with highs in the upper 80s. And for Tuesday through Friday, plenty of sunshine with daytime highs in the upper 80s.
All right, guys, this is Star.
And Quentin.
And we are ready to win. All right. We're so excited to be back on. We were talking about what we do to handle some caregiver stress over here. And everybody deals with it a little bit differently, but just giving you guys some different things that we do. And, of course, he tried to say that I do retail therapy, which I do, but it's always at a discount. And then the second thing I was talking about was the music. That's something that helps me. But I want to know what helps you de-stress, Quentin.
She did not mention vacations. She likes to take vacations as well.
I do, and I will mention it.
But my daily de-stressor is, I just come home. I wear, like, steel-toe boots. So the first thing I need to do to de-stress is get the boots off because they hurt my feet. So I come in. The first thing, I make a beeline to take off the uniform and to get the boots off and put on my furry slippers. So furry slippers is one of my methods of de-stressing for my feet. So then after that, I like to, normally my next question is what's to eat? Because I like to get my food and then sit down in front of the news and watch news. And haven't been able to find a lot of entertaining, well, I'm going to say interesting. A lot of entertaining news, but not a lot of interesting news. So I just kind of just unwind and look to be informed and try my best to get informed. And then I also like to fix stuff. I like to fix stuff. So that's kind of like a hobby of mine to fix stuff. It gives me a good feeling of accomplishment.
And he's really good at it, you guys. I'm like, wow. Stuff.
So I guess it's I don't like stuff being broke, but at the same time, I like to fix stuff. So that could be therapeutic for me as well. I used to like to exercise, but I haven't done it in a while. So I guess maybe that's off the list. You know, I'm trying to put it back on the list. But I used to like to exercise for de-stressing. But that's pretty much the gist of it. I also like going on vacations, like going with the family to different places, exploring different places within the United States is pretty cool. Fun times, good stuff.
Mm-hmm. We love to do that. And so that's another thing that I think we all like to do to de-stress is to travel. And we love to travel together. That's something that is so much fun for us. So, and that's actually on the list. We picked up a little pamphlet here from the Navy. And they talked about going on vacation. If you can afford it, make sure that they can accommodate, your special needs, special someone. But those are some things that can help you de-stress and can take you out of the routine. You know, we always try to do something at least once a quarter because it helps with the stress. It really does. And, that's the way that we de-stress. But then I ask myself, even though Gabriel can't tell me, how do you de-stress, Gabriel? And so some of the ways that Gabriel de-stresses that I've noticed within his behavior pattern is he loves music. So, go figure. My baby loves music just as much as me. And even though he is not, he doesn't know how to turn it on himself yet, but he goes and he takes my hand and takes me to the speaker and lets me know, turn on the music. I want the music to come out. And he starts rocking back and forth. And we just get so excited to see how much he enjoys music. He enjoys being able to swim. So now that activity that I told you guys about has not just turned into a activity that's good for exercise, but it is also a de-stressor for him. So when you can find out the things that de-stress your children, that might have special needs, then you would definitely want to tap and do more of those things, you know? And so they're especially, I always say, especially if they're nonverbal, because they get so frustrated and they might not be able to tell you what's wrong. But when you just fill your days with things that de-stress them, oh my goodness, it's amazing. It's just like night and day. He sleeps so much better. He just has overall better spirit and disposition. And it's just a better day for all of us when he's de-stressed. And so he loves the water, and he loves music, and he likes to be able to bounce his balls and do different things like that. So we definitely try to fill his days with things that de-stress him. And so ask yourself that about your special someone that you're taking care of. What de-stresses this person? You know, is it peace and quiet? Like, Gabriel doesn't like a lot of noise either. You know what I mean? He likes peace and quiet. He can sit there and play with his ball in the peace and quiet. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes if the noise is too loud, just a lot of background noise, that might be more stressful to him, you know. But everybody's situation is different. What is, you know, some people need the television on, some people prefer it off, you know. So what is the de-stressor for you and for your family, and some things that help your days go smoother, you know. So I think those are great things to ask yourself, not just for you, what de-stresses you, but what de-stresses your special someone, especially the person that you are caring for. Because if they're less stressed, then guess what? 9 times out of 10, you'll be less stressed.
Yeah, I think most kids need to burn energy. So find a way to allow them to burn that energy. Normally, if you're trying to de-stress and they're like hopping around all around you, then that can be stressful for you. So yeah. Allow them to, you know, go out and do what they need to do to burn energy. That way, when it's bedtime, they will go to bed.
Yeah.
And that will help to de-stress your life as a parent, as a caregiver.
Because, it really does, because yeah, they're tired. So guess what? They go to bed. It's no forcing them to go to bed. They're tired. They've had a great, fulfilling day, and they're ready to go to bed. And another thing I'll add to that, too, is a little story. Yesterday, Gabriel had aquatic therapy at 8:45 a.m., okay, at the Cecil Center over there. And that's an early morning for him. And you guys, by the time he had drum lessons at 12 o'clock, the drum teacher said that was one of their best sessions. He actually did the drums and the piano because he didn't give no resistance. He's like, this is the first time he never pushed back and tried to give any resistance, because that's because he got up and he had that exercise, that aquatic therapy, was able to get all that out. And then whenever he went to the next thing, he was a lot more smooth and calm. So it really, really, really does help. And a lot of our occupational therapists and speech therapists, they have tried that technique by letting them burn the energy first and do something that they love. And then when it's time for them to learn and absorb, they're in much better mindset and much better frame. So that works. So that's a couple of things that we do to de-stress. And I want to give you guys some ways to help you manage the stress that you might be under if you are a caregiver. And number one is accept help. I think a lot of times we try to be superwoman, super mom, or superman. And, you know, even men, they try to be superman and they don't want to accept help, you know. But you have to know when you need help, and you have to be willing to accept help when you need help. So if somebody asks you, can I help you with this? You know, even if you're carrying something heavy, so he's, oh, no, I got it. Well, okay. Say, yes, you can help me with that. You know what I'm saying? So be able to accept help and find the right help that is for you. Number two is focus on what you are able to provide. And I think that is key. You know, we all are individuals. We all have limitations, and we all have different strengths and abilities. So focus on what you are able to provide. And then the things that you're not able to provide, pray that the Lord will send someone else that's able to provide other things if other things are needed. So I think that's key, is focus on what you're able to provide. And number three is set realistic goals. And I think this is really, really key. When you set realistic goals for this person that you're working with or caring for, you know, you have to be realistic. And reality says that it's hard for us to go to church sometimes because Gabriel does make loud outbursts. It's hard for us to come into the radio station with, if I didn't have a third person here, then I would always have to hire a third person to come to the radio program for the Saturdays before Quentin was home when he was stationed in Japan. I would have to hire a third person to come because you guys hear Gabriel. He makes loud outbursts. And I remember the one time I wasn't in reality. I was like, okay, it's all the space over here in the corner. I'm just going to sit him over here in the corner. He's going to play with this spinning toy and watch his iPad. And that was not reality. I said, Star, what reality? You were looking at somebody else's child and thinking that was yours. And, you know, so that was not my reality. My reality is he makes loud noises. And I got to be mindful of that. Is it fair for me to go and try to sit him in a place that's really quiet for long periods of time? Absolutely not. That's not my reality. And so you have to set realistic goals. Maybe if you're going to, you know, start off small. So if I want him to be quiet, it might be, let's try to be quiet for 1 minute and then maybe set the goal for 5 minutes and then maybe 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But expecting a child that makes loud outbursts, Star, I'm speaking to myself, expecting a child that makes loud outbursts to sit quiet and still in a whole church service for an hour and 30 minutes, it just doesn't work. It's not realistic for us in this season where we're at right now.
Yep. And I wanted to say also, control your environment.
Yeah.
Control your environment. That's good. Realize that you have every right to protect your peace from confusion. So some people just bring drama. There's people that they like to have a lot of confusion and limit your time from around these kinds of people. Okay, because I know I'm at the stage. I'm 40 years old, you know.
40 years old?
I think Star's in her 20s, but I'm 40 years old. And I know that I don't like a lot of confusion, and I like to be at peace. I like to be at peace. I like to sometimes I just like to sit there and look at my computer and find something on YouTube that's interesting to watch or something like that. But I don't like a lot of confusion and drama. And some people, wherever they go, there's a lot of drama, a lot of confusion. There's a lot of disturbing of the peace. And these kind of individuals, I don't keep company with people who keep up a lot of drama. So if you can avoid it, avoid it. If yes. you like peace, then avoid confusion. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's true. If you like peace, avoid confusion. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. You know what I mean? So avoid confusion. I love that. If you like peace, avoid confusion. And that's so true. So true. And, you know, and control your environment, because you do get a control who comes in and around and is in your space, you know, so that's really, really good. And next tip is get connected. And I think for us, this has been so huge, is getting connected. And that's the reason why we do this radio program every single week, because we want to help you get connected to the resources that you need. So get connected. There's so many resources in our community. There's so many people that might be going through the same thing as you. And take out the might be. They are going through the same thing as you. There might be a different version of it, but it's the same thing. We're more alike than different. And so get connected to the resources in your community, because if you find other people that are going through those same things, it might just be one thing that they can tell you that can be life-changing for you, that can make your journey so much easier. Just one idea that this other mother or other father or other family does that can be like, wow, that's awesome. And you guys, it's so many things that has happened from us getting connected. There's so many blessings that have come, because within our connections, we've kind of formed a support group for one another. We help to support one another. We help talk each other through things. Things simple as, you know, what do you think I should do about this? What do you think I should do about this? And it's like you talking to another family that has a child with special needs. You guys might have different dynamics, but you're still able to give good feedback. And so you become a support group, and it becomes a support group that gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And so definitely get connected and share ideas. You know, we always said in Mary Kay, if I have an idea, then I only have one. But if I have an idea and I share it with you, and you have an idea and you share it with me, now we have two ideas each, you know, and that's the key, is sharing these ideas that can be a blessing to one another. And I'm telling you guys, when you get connected, there's just so many blessings that come from it. And one of them, we go back to travel, but some of the people that we've got connected to that we've met on our journey, I mean, we can say literally that we are doing life with these people, that we are traveling the world with these people, because we literally are. We've been to islands together, you guys. We've traveled on cruises together, and, you know, we've done so many wonderful things together. It's amazing. And so we get to watch each other's kids grow up, and we just, it's just an awesome bond to have with one another. And so it's so many benefits of getting connected. So many benefits. You talk about traveling. When you travel and there's one family, then all the financial responsibility is on one family. But when you travel and you have three families or four families that want to go, guess what? The financial responsibility has now been cut to what? Four. And guess what else? You're still able to go have the same 100% amount of fun that you were going to have if you would have paid for the whole thing. And so those families and those power partners and those people that you can get connected to, that you have the same goals and same challenges, it will definitely be a blessing to your life, and you'll be able to have so much more fun, and the journey will be so much more enjoyable.
Yep. And I was also going to say, just, you know, try to do more of the things that you like to do versus what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, find those things that you enjoy doing that don't feel like work, and, you know, do more of that, you know, do more things that make you smile.
Oh, that's good. That's so good. Like coming to the radio and sitting here live, this makes us smile. And I love doing this because we get to do this together. And you guys, when we come in here, we all are, you know, it's like when we come up this elevator we have on our Ready to Win shirts mostly every single week. We have on our Ready to Win shirts.
Yeah, put it in the laundry.
But it's like when we leave and we go out to eat or we go do something, they say, well, where are you guys coming from? Are y'all coming from a conference? And we're like, no, we have a radio program that helps support families and children that have special needs. And it's just so great because we're all on one accord and we're all making a difference. And it just feels so good to be a part of something. So, and if you guys want a support group, if you guys want, you know, to have families to go out to eat with, and email us. If you're local here in the Jacksonville, Orange Park area, and you want to say, Star, when is the next time you guys are going out to eat together? I would love to come and bring my child and our family. We want to get connected. Email us at info@giveawayfoundation.org. We would love to meet you and your family and share everything that we have with you. You know, that's what it's all about. That's why we're here. We want to help you get connected, help you find the support that you need on your journey. So email us, info@giveawayfoundation.org, and maybe you can get connected and we can share and, you know, just meet a new family. That's what we love to do, you guys. So that's what I wanted to share with you. This information comes straight from the Mayo Clinic on caregiver stress. So you guys can go to mayoclinic.org and look up caregiver stress. It's real. It's important that you learn the signs to look for so that you know you're stressed and know how to de-stress. I think that's cool. And I love what Quentin said about do more things that make you smile. And that's really what it's all about. When you do more things that make you smile, then you're going to enjoy the journey so much more.
Yeah, you gotta break the routine. I think we're more than just going to and from work. I think it's more than just about, because I think when people get depressed and stressed, and when they don't have a sense of accomplishment, and so find your purpose, you know, find the reason why you are here. Do those things that you can do that don't make you tired. You know, there's things that you can tell you're doing what you're supposed to be doing because you don't get tired.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that a lot, and you have a lot of energy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have that at work, then find something outside of work that you can do. Because, you know, lots of times, you know, we go into and from, we fight in traffic, and we spend a lot of time traveling here, doing a job, and we may not feel appreciated at that job, and then we go home, and then we do it again, and it's like, it's got to be more to it.
Yeah.
And there is more to it.
It is.
So, you know, when you connect to the things that you're passionate about, that will make life more fulfilling because, you know, I'm big on legacy. You know, when you serve the purpose for which you were created, then it's going to have the most impact on this side.
Right.
You don't have to wait until you get to the other side. You can have an impact on this side and you can leave a legacy. You know, people will remember you because you were being your best.
That's true. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, Quentin, he's just so humble. He's so humble. He never shares, but he actually just takes these amazing quotes that the Lord has given him and he puts them out on his Facebook page, Positive Over Negative. And he actually has over, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of people are following him, but he's impacting people all over the world with these positive quotes. I mean, you hear the stuff that comes out of him, like purifying the water. I'm like, where did that come from? Okay. But it's so rich, it's so deep, and it's so true. And it's just a right now word. And it's all about, you know, it's all about purifying the water so that you can have something clean and pure to put into the people that are around you. But this is the kind of stuff that you will hear out of him all the time if you will follow his Facebook page.
Yeah, I mean, basically, as we live life and we travel on this journey, we have experiences and we have those aha moments. And when I have those aha moments, I share it. And, you know, life lessons learned, I share that. Thought-provoking items, I share that as well. And I do it on positiveovernegative.com. I do it on Positive or Negative, or you can search it on Facebook.
Right. And I think, you know, and how many people do you have? Over 100 and...
Over 100,000.
Over 100,000 people, you guys. So people are being blessed by all of his words of wisdom. And you guys make sure that you like that page, Positive Over Negative. And then also make sure that you like Giveaway Foundation, Starfields Music, Pastor Dab. You guys, we... and Sunlight Christian Academy. I'm very proud of our school and some of the great things that God has blessed us to be able to do through that and the partnerships and coming together once again. You guys, it's so powerful to partner up with people that have the same like mind and the same goal, which is to have a safe place for our kids to be able to be at school. And so we love our school. So definitely like that page as well. And you can see a lot of the videos that we put out that are amazing. You can see the work that these teachers are doing with these students. It's amazing to see the progress and to see the love that goes into it day in and day out. So definitely like those Facebook pages and continue to follow us on our journey as we continue to help people and connect people to the resources that they need. And so I know we only have a few minutes left, but I want to make sure that we always put this out. This week we were able to give away some diapers, so I'm excited about that. We are partnered up with physical therapists that are taking them to families that they need as well. And so the diaper sizes that we do have available right now to give away are 85 pounds to 125 pounds, and they're pull-ups. So if you need any diapers or pull-ups from the Giveaway Foundation, email us at info@giveawayfoundation.org, and we would love to bless you with some pull-ups if you are in need of those sizes. And also Sherry at Henderson Haven, they have manual wheelchairs, walkers, canes, and catheter supplies, and they also have more pull-ups there as well. So if you guys are in need of any of those things to help your children and families with special needs, you can contact Sherry Henderson at Henderson Haven at 904 264 2522. So it definitely feels good to be able to bless people with those items, especially the diapers. I mean, I am just so passionate about those diapers. You guys just don't understand, because that is the reason why God used something so simple as diapers to propel me into my future with Giveaway Foundation. It came from diapers and wipes. That was the biggest struggle in my life. It's just diapers and wipes. And God used that struggle. And now to be able to say that we're giving them away, I'm like, wow, what a blessing. God just works full circle. So
do the things that make you happy instead of doing the things that you have to do. I was just thinking about, Star likes to sing, so I was just recommending that maybe, you know, have like a home studio and do your own recordings, because that's something you like to do.
Right. That's what we're going to be working on, aren't we, honey? Having our home studio built into the house and being able to do it. If I feel like singing in the middle of the night, I'll be able to go sing in the middle of the night. Or if the Lord gives me a song in the middle of the night, we'll be able to go do that, you know. But and it's also a way for us to be able to capture Gabriel, his voice as it matures.
I mean, she's already doing it on the karaoke.
Yeah, I am. I do. I go and do kitchen concerts. We have a kitchen concert almost every day. You guys should come to our kitchen concert. We'll have to film it live one time. But we love it. And we love you guys. And we love what we do. We love helping one another. And so, like my mom said at the beginning, it's all about being a blessing to one another. And so we thank you so much, you guys, for following us on our journey. We thank you for continuing to do all that you do out there to help children and families with special needs. And, you know, a lot of people in the community are so kind and so compassionate. We've met more kind people than rude people. And so it makes a difference when those people come up and say something kind to you instead of looking at you with mean stares because your kid makes a loud outburst. But we educate, we inspire, and we want to motivate you guys to continue to live your best life. And no matter what, enjoy your journey. And so this is Star
Quentin.
And thank you so much for listening in to Ready to Win today. Continue to follow us on our journey and visit www.giveawayfoundation.org. Have a blessed day, you guys. Bye.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.